Praise God. Amen. And that song holds a special place in my heart because it says all my sins. Amen. All forgiven. Thank God for that. Good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Good to feel the mighty presence of the Lord and His Holy Spirit. Amen. Just good to see each and every one of you today. Good to see Mother. Good to see have her with us this morning. We appreciate her getting up and coming to church with us this morning. Well, if you have your Bibles, go to 1 Timothy. It sounds like y'all going to get a double dose of Timothy this morning. As I was walking out, I heard that the lesson was from 2 Timothy, I believe, first chapter. It's all right. Amen. It's good. Amen. We can't get too much of the reading of God's holy word. In 1 Timothy chapter number 4, I want to begin with verse number 9, if I may. 1 Timothy chapter number 4, beginning with verse number 9. Paul's writing, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach because we trust in the living God." Can I just pause there for just a moment? I heard this morning where there's a state in the United States of America that's trying to vote on taking out "in God we trust" out of all public places. It wasn't enough to try to get the Ten Commandments out. Now they want to get out "in God we trust." I don't know if he's going to take his money and mark all that off or not, but I imagine when he spends that money, he'll know and have a testimony. Amen. Attract "in God we trust." I hope they never take that off. Amen. "Who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe these things command and teach. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery." Can we bow our heads in prayer this morning? Brother Rowdy, would you ask God's anointing and His blessing upon His messenger this morning?
Dear gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you now, Lord God. We ask you, Lord, to anoint our pastor, Lord.
Do grant it,
Lord. Lips of clay, God, Lord, we pray that you speak to us, Lord. Let us open up our hearts, God. And God, open up our understanding, Lord, to receive what you have for your children today. God, I pray, Lord, all those within sound of your of this ministry today, God, will hear what you have to say to that person, Lord God, that will be faithful, Lord, to hear it, to take it, and do it, God. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. You may be seated in the house of the Lord this morning. You've got the handheld on back there, guys. Testing 1, 2, 3. Better do it on 3. I'm not sure about 4 and 5. Don't take my shoes off. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. That sounds better, doesn't it? Give Jesus one more hand clap for praise. Hallelujah. I love the writing of the Apostle Paul. It's so enlightening and so in tune, and I appreciate that. And I'm thankful that he's passing that experience on to a younger generation, a younger worker, a fellow worker in the service of the Lord. This morning I want to preach a message entitled, "That Which Is In Thee." That which is in thee. Let me first of all apologize a little to those that have our devotion on Friday morning at Chick-fil-A. You might say, well, I've heard that again, deja vu all over again. But the Lord kind of just pricked my heart after this Friday. I had already been thinking about a particular message, and this kind of played right into it. We are in the process of doing a study, and our lesson that morning was concerning a possibility of what we do and how we do that for others and how we reach out. And are we going to be that person that's going to, be committed and dedicated enough to help others to win the Lord? And the author wrote this, and this is not going to mean quite as much to some of you because you're of a much younger generation, but those that are of my generation probably will remember especially if I jog your memory, on March the 30th, 1981. March the 30th, 1981. How many would raise their hand and said, I was not born then? Okay. Little history lesson for you, amen. By the way, y'all just made me feel real, real old. But 69 days into President Reagan's presidency, he was shot just after a speech that he had given out of one of the buildings there in Washington, D.C., and as he came out with the presidential entourage, a man by the name of John Hinckley opened up fire and began to shoot six times in a matter of seconds. One struck James Brady. A bullet did strike President Reagan. A Washington, D.C. policeman was shot, as well as a Secret Service agent. The attempted assassination came from Mr. Hinckley, or John Hinckley, who fired the six shots. And the president was hit. But little, and we remember the name Ronald Reagan. We remember the name James Brady. There's, in fact, a bill now by the name of the Brady Bill that came out of this particular event. But I would imagine those of us that were there and alive, probably as well as most of society today, maybe less than 10, maybe even 5% of people could name the name of the Secret Service agent who was hit protecting the president. I myself did not know, I did not remember, but his name was Timothy McCarthy. Mr. McCarthy immediately went down and spread eagle over the president to protect him. McCarthy was then shot while possibly saving Reagan's life. I thought about this as the author brought this out. Without regard to his life, without a second thought, because if it had been a second thought, it would have been too late. But he immediately sprang into action because, not of popularity, not to get his name on the newscast, but, Brother Jim, that was in him. And I began to read a little bit about what the Secret Service people go through and how that they are taught and how over and over and over they are to give their life for the ones that they are protecting without regard to their political affiliation, without regard to whether they like them or agree with them or not. They are assigned to protect them. If it means the shedding of their own blood, possibly the giving of their life. Thank the Lord that Mr. McCarthy did survive as well as the president and the others. But the thing that I wanted us to bear in mind, there was something in him. Now, it probably not came from birth. It probably did not come from his genealogy, but it came from intense training. It came from letting him know what his goal and what his purpose was. And from what I understand, that so many that try out for the Secret Service, a lot of them don't make it because they're not dedicated enough. They're not committed. They're not willing to do what it is to lay down their life for somebody else. But Mr. McCarthy was. I also think back on a very fateful day in the history of the United States of America, which happened on September 11th, the year 2001. We read and we heard where the first responders who instinctively ran up the stairs and up the steps to the Twin Towers as the mass of humanity ran down trying to flee the terrible things that was happening. Without regard, they put their own life on the line and they ran up. And many of them did not make it, by the way. Many of the first responders, the policemen, the officers, the paramedics, all of those who gave their life. And you know, I know there was fear. There had to be fear in their hearts. But something was in them. Something in them made them to cast all fear behind them and put their mission ahead of them. Then the author went on to say that many, many years ago, Jesus Christ spread eagle over humanity. Without regard to his life, without regard to the shedding of his precious blood, he instinctively did what the Father had equipped him to do. Amen. He had an opportunity to back out in the Garden of Gethsemane, but he prayed, Father, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Amen. What made these individuals reach or react in this way? Something in them. And then I was reminded of the scripture when the Apostle Paul was reminding Timothy. He said, that which is in you. Amen. That which is in you. And I begin to think the church needs to react in the same way that Timothy was instructed to act. Amen. The first responders were the first to act. Even Secret Service man Timothy McCarthy. Amen. Because if we have been taught the Word of God, if it is instilled into our life, that ought to be the first and foremost reaction in our life upon any situation. Whatever situation that you want to name this morning. Amen. I believe if we're filled with the power of the Holy Ghost, and the Bible says you shall receive power. It doesn't read you might receive power, or there's a strong possibility that you will receive power, but the Bible says you will receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. I believe that every born again Christian, everyone who's been blood bought by the precious blood of Jesus Christ, everyone who's ever went down to the altar and confessed their sins and ask Jesus Christ to be both Lord and Savior of their life, whether you realize it or not, there is something in you. Amen. There's something that you can't get from any teaching. There's something that the world could not give you. There's something that Satan would love to have the power to instill into people what the Holy Ghost has instilled into the body of Christ. Can you say amen? We have been blessed. We have been anointed. We have been equipped. We are fortified. Greater is He that is within us. Amen. That He that ever come against us. And I believe that we need to act instinctively. I need to think, amen, we need to put all danger, amen, behind us and do what the Lord has called us to do. I believe if ever there was a time in this nation that it depended on the church, amen, it's the day and hour that we're living in. It's the time for the church to react. It's the time for the church to quit saying, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. I don't want to be politically correct. It's time for the church to be the church, to bless, amen, the power of God that is within us. Amen. We have kept it quiet too long. We've resisted the power of God for too long. Amen. If anybody's going to cause revival to come into the land, it's got to be somebody who has something in them. Hallelujah. Something in them makes them want to share with others. Something in them makes them want to save the lives of others. Something in them makes them want to spread the gospel. Amen. I've got something in me, hallelujah, that no one in this world could ever be able to instill into us. Amen. And we've quieted it down. We've suppressed it. We've used it kind of as an emergency break, if you would. Amen. We have opportunity to use that that is within us. Hallelujah. Forgiveness. Love. Spreading the gospel. Saving souls. Hallelujah. What if Timothy McCarthy would have said he's a Republican? What if he had thought for a minute, I don't agree with his ideology? One moment's hesitation. Say, oh, Brother Eddie, he wouldn't do that. He wouldn't do that because he couldn't do that. Because that was in him would not allow him to do that. God, be so powerful in me. Amen. That I won't do anything unless it's according to thy holy and precious will. But God, if it is thy will, help me not to be hesitant. Help me not to try to make a second opinion. But let me just react in the power of the Holy Ghost. When somebody says, I need prayer for cancer, I want to react in the power of the Holy Ghost because of that which is within me. Not because of this, not because of who I am, but because of what is in me. Hallelujah. I will give you power, saith the Lord. Amen. Power over sickness. Power over demons. Power over affliction. Power over anger. Power over anxiety. Praise God. Power over anything that can come against you. But if we sit back and hesitate, amen, we may lose out on an opportunity. What if Mr. McCarthy had disregarded his training, had begin to put his life before his mission? And you know what? The devil will tell you need to do that. This is your life. You need to enjoy it. I've had him tell me that I don't know how many times. What you want to preach for? Well, first of all, I didn't volunteer to do it. Amen. Hallelujah. I did not get a newspaper and circle the want-its. Need a preacher? No. In fact, I ran. Lord, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. Amen. But can I tell you, God changes minds. And he changes hearts. Hallelujah. And I want to tell you, and I mean this with all of the humility that I can possibly muster in my life. There is something within me. Hallelujah. How many knows what I'm talking about? Thank God for what I got in my 12 years of schooling and my college years. Thank God for that. But that's not what I'm referring to. Thank God for my study in the Word, and I thank God for the study of the Word, and I thank God for the desire, the study of the Word, and I think that He's equipped us. But let me tell you something. There's a lot of people that know the Bible from front to back, but they don't have that which they need inside them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All the wisdom in the world without the power of God will be of none effect. Amen. But the same power can take a lowly fisherman and cause him to be able to stand on the day of Pentecost and proclaim the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He didn't learn that out there catching fish. He learned that, amen, from walking with Jesus, amen, and listening to Jesus. Glory to God. I'm so glad that he saw, amen, something inside, and he filled that longing, amen. He took away the earthly desire. He took away the love of the world, and he gave me something, hallelujah, that you can never get inside this world. He gave me power, hallelujah, and the infilling of his Holy Spirit, glory to God, that which is in you, hallelujah. The Apostle Paul said, Timothy, there are going to be times when people are not going to like you. Don't let them despise your youth. Amen. Come on, you got to stand with that power that's within you. Let me tell you something. That is within you can cause you to stand when everybody else that you had faith and confidence in lets you down. How you suddenly can't find them anymore. But that is within you not only will be with you, but it will sustain you and it will raise you up. Amen. Out of the ashes of defeat. Glory to God. When you think you can't take another step, that is within you say, get up, get up. You gotta go, get up, rise up in the power of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Because that is in you is of the Lord. Timothy, neglect not, fail not to do it. Neglect. Amen. Neglect sometimes can mean just staying silent. Come on. Hallelujah. The early church was noised abroad not because they kept silent. Amen. The early church was very boisterous. The early church, amen, began to glorify and praise the Lord. They knew where their power came from. And they began to spread the gospel. They began to share the gospel with others. Too long the church has become silent, amen. Silent because they don't want to offend. Silent because they don't want people to point a finger at them. But let me tell you, as I began to read about this, and I began to study the word of the Lord has equipped us, amen. He has given us power over all of these obstacles, over all of these things that can come against us. But if we neglect that which is in us, then it is not the fault of God, but it's our own fault. Amen. It's our own fault. Neglect not the power. Neglect not the gift. Neglect not the love. Listen, Paul said in charity, in spirit,
in faith and in purity. How long to do that? Till I come. Give attendance to reading. Give attendance to exhortation. Nourish that is within you. Feed that spirit, amen, with prayer and consecration and concentration on the Word of God, and studying the Word of God and the doctrine, and living by the principles of the Word of God. Because that is within you, amen, can not only sustain you, but it can protect others if we neglect not the gift that is within us. Neglect not that which is in you. I thought about the spirit that God has placed within our lives and how powerful it is and how resourceful it is and how never ending it is. I was thinking about the chorus that we sing sometimes. Fill my cup, Lord. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I can hold no more, till I want no more. Here's my cup. Fill it up and make me whole. Amen. I never want that is within me, amen, to be disregarded. I never want that is within me to be put on a shelf somewhere only to be taken out when I need the Spirit of God. God did not equip us for that. He equipped us, amen, to evangelize the world. He equipped us, amen, to have mercy on the lost, amen, to those that are unsaved. How many of us today that I thought about that would be spiritually willing? I know you're spiritually able if you're filled with the power of God, but how many of us would be spiritually willing to spread eagle over a lost soul until they're saved? I said until they're saved, until they're born again. Oh, how easy it would be to pass by. How easy it would be to, I don't want to get involved. You know, I've got to tell you here that Mr. McCarthy was the exception to the rule, not with the Secret Service people, but to humanity itself. Because you have all probably seen some of the same footage that I have, how that someone would be in the midst of an awful act. Somebody was robbing them or somebody was beating them, and many, many times those bystanders would walk by. Amen. Don't want to get involved. Don't want to be hurt. Don't want to put my life in jeopardy. But you know, there's always seemingly somewhere one good Samaritan. Amen. And we think about the Samaritan. You know, the Levite wouldn't offer the time to help him. The priest wouldn't. He walked by on the other side. But this old Samaritan came by and he saw somebody that needed help. And let me tell you something about the Samaritan. There were no news crews by. There were no reporters to say, man, what a wonderful act of compassion and love that was. It was a Samaritan. It would have been very easy for him to say, if I go down to this man, those same robbers that beat him are going to jump on me. It would have been very easy for him to say that. But Brother Adley, there was something in him. There was something in him that welled up. I can't leave this soul. I can't leave this person. I've got to go down and do what I can for him. And he did. And I'm thinking about that is within us. And this is what Paul was encouraging Timothy. There'll be times, Timothy, when the easy thing to do will be to turn your back. Amen. Church has done that too long. Turn a blinded eye to things that are going on. And you know what? It's not three or four states away now. It's here. And it's not just in the big cities anymore. It's in our communities. Amen. I've got a brother-in-law who works on the police force, and he doesn't tell me much, but he begins to tell me certain things that happens in this city, and it is alarming. It's terrible, the things that go on in this little, what we used to call a one-horse town. Amen. But there's things that are going all around us. Amen. But the church sometimes just sits in its little comfort zone. Come and has this little Sunday school party and this little church service, and then we thank God and we fellowship, and and we go on our merry way. And how many houses do we go by where somebody is devastated? How many souls do we see where somebody is at the very end of their line? How many souls do we see that are strung out on some kind of foreign substance, some kind of abuse, amen, some kind of a situation? And it'd be so easy to be like the Levite. It'd be so easy to be like the priest, go on down and have our dinner and come back to church and pray a little bit, amen. But let me tell you something, church, there is something within us, amen, that God has given us, amen, not on a love of humanity, but a desire to see all of humanity born again, saved and filled with the same power that God has instilled within us, amen. Glory to God. I don't know, you know how wonderful it feels sometimes when you're driving around and you happen to notice that your gas tank is pointing to E. Somebody told me, you know what that E means? I said, empty. He said, no, either fill it up or walk. And it gets that. You know what a good feeling that is when you pull out and that gas tank is on full? Glory to God. You feel like you can go anywhere, drive anywhere. These cars now will even tell you how many miles you can drive to your next fill up. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I don't want to give that to Christians because they might not come back, amen, and get filled up again. But let me tell you something about this person here. I'm a gas guzzler. I'm a Holy Ghost guzzler. I can't get enough. I can't feel it enough. I can't praise Him enough. I can't see it enough. I can't proclaim it enough. Hallelujah. Because when you get filled with the power of God, there is something in you. There is something in you. Hallelujah. You don't have to wear a sign. You don't have to wear a bracelet that said WWJD. Your countenance will show it. There'll be a radiance about you. I believe when we have the power of the Holy Ghost, people will note it. They'll understand it. Praise God. Something in you. Hallelujah. There's something in you. Praise God. Hallelujah. There was something in Peter. John. Amen. Because the lame man looked at them expecting to receive something. Hello? I'm a Christian. I'm filled with the Spirit of the Lord. What are they looking at me for? What do they want out of me? Because they see something in you. Glory to God. Can I give you a little scoop? You don't want it? Okay. A little news brief. Hallelujah. You ever wondered why some of your running buddies all of a sudden, they don't call you as much? They don't include you. And they cause you stink. Cause they stink. Come on. You got something that kind of gets next to them. You ever walked up on a group at work and they stop laughing and start saying, man, I got to get back to the desk. Why? That ain't because you come up and say, I'm a Christian. Because that is within you, begin to stir them. Glory to God. It began to move on them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But can I tell you about your running buddies? Got another scoop for you. Can I tell you about those, amen, that will ignore you and those that will not have anything else to do with you? You let something go bad in their family. Oh, you know what I'm talking about. You let something go wrong in their life. They ain't calling the good old boys. They're calling the one they avoided at the coffee break. They're calling the ones that they don't want to talk to you anymore except when they have a need from God. And they want somebody who's got something in them. They want somebody who can get in touch with God. They want somebody who is a believer. They want somebody who's been born again. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What if you said no? What if the Secret Service man said no? No. But you know what? Brother Adam, I don't even think he had time to think about it. Because sometimes when I have time to think about it, I don't react in a good way. But if I just do it, hallelujah, according to the will of God. And you can't do it unless it's in you. Amen. Brother Chris, can I tell you? I would have loved to have been that person to cover the president. I really would. But I probably wouldn't have done it. Hadn't been trained. You know what I'd have done? Protecting myself first. Then I might go protect. And that's a normal reaction. And it's a normal reaction to us if we're led by the flesh and not by the Spirit. Amen. Don't let that happen. Don't let a soul come into this church. And the first thing you do is, I'm going to protect myself. I'm not going to have any dealings with them. Because Jesus didn't die just for the 12. Jesus didn't die just for the 120. Jesus died for that Roman soldier who took that spear and pierced his side. Not only that, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. That's what I'm talking about. That is within you will make you disregard the fear, disregard the anxiety, disregard the hesitation, and act according to what the Word of God says. Love them, amen. Cherish them. Pray with them, amen. Save them out of the fire. Glory to God. Have mercy upon their soul. Jesus. And I thought it was so ironic or so, I guess, that I don't know the word to use, but I guess so symbolic that when the author said he spread eagle, what did Jesus do? Somebody said, how much does Jesus love you? He said, this much. He stretched out both of his hands. And he died, and he saved our souls through the shedding of his blood, because that's what he was trained to do. That was what he was commissioned to do. And I've never been in military, but I've talked to people, and that's the reason that you do the same exercises over and over and over. Take your gun apart, put it back together, now do it in the dark. Be so familiar with your weapon. Be so familiar with that is within you. Hallelujah. Some of us don't test it until we're tested. Hello? What did we say? What did we say? Courage ain't nothing until it's tested. Amen. You say, I got all the courage in the world, but until you test it, you haven't exercised your courage. Amen. Many of us are sitting on that power that is within us. And we're not even test firing it. Not even exhibiting it. Not even exercising it with others. That which is within you. Amen. That which is... I want you to understand this morning. Amen. That it wasn't given by man. I know the gift they were talking about, the laying on of hands. But the power did not come from man. It came from God. Hallelujah. That is the power that the Lord has instilled in us. He said, I won't leave you comfortless. I will not leave you comfortless. He said, I will send the comforter in my name. And that comforter is more than just a pat on the back. That comforter equips us, amen, to face any trial, any situation, any problem, anything that comes against us because of that which is within us. Amen. Let me tell you, when it's in you, glory to God, you're going to be able to depend on it. You're going to be able to react in the manner in the way that the Lord and the Spirit of the Lord wants us to react without even thinking, without disregard. Somebody needs prayer. I'll go pray. Somebody needs witnessing to. Let me go. I'll go pray. Amen. But not because of who I am, but because of that which is in me. That which is in me. Timothy, neglect not that which is in you. And I know y'all read this scripture this morning, but I think it bears reading again. I just kind of want to... It's in 2 Timothy. Let's look at verse 5. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God. which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Three generations. Amen. Amen. Timothy, you've been trained. Thank God. Heard somebody saying this week, if you've got godly parents, and it's approaching Mother's Day and Father's Day, and you need to be thankful for your godly parents that instilled into you, amen, the need that you need to get your soul right, that you needed to put Jesus Christ first in your life. Amen. Those are the kind of things that equip us. Amen. To feed and nourish that is within us. Don't rely so much on this. Don't rely so much on my power, or my ability, or my talent. But rely on that which is in you. Amen. You'll be amazed at the resilience of the power that is within you. Because the body will say, give up. The body will say, you can't. But that spirit said, we got this. Amen. Just hold on. We got this. We're more than conquerors through Him. I can do all things through Christ. That is what comes from within us. That is within you. Amen. And you know what? The world sometimes just sees you. And they think that they misconstrue, they misunderstand that because sometimes Christians act in a passive manner, that they are therefore weak. Satan, you just keep on thinking that. Glory to God. You just keep on thinking about that. Just because Jesus didn't call down legions of angels doesn't mean he couldn't. He had the power to do so. Amen. But he taught turn the other cheek. He taught love them that spitefully use you. Love your neighbor. Love your enemies. Hallelujah. That absolutely overwhelms and just it completely destroys the mind of those who don't know Christ. Amen. Because they think the church is weak. They think that born-again Christians are passive. Amen. But let me tell you again, we refer to it all. It's greater is He that is within us. Amen. Than they could ever be without the hand of God, without the infilling of His Holy Spirit. Learn to lean and to trust and have confidence on that which is in you. Amen. And I know many times we hear, I don't know the answer. Yes, you do. I don't want to be argumentative, but yes, you do. We don't want to confess it sometimes, but we know the answer. The answer is that is within us. Amen. Because the Lord has already equipped us. You know what? Let me just leave you with this. There is not a thing in this world that has happened in your life that the Lord didn't already know about it, even before you were born. And He's got a plan. You know, so many times we think, God, where are you? Don't you know what I'm going through? Yeah, He knows what you're going through. That's the reason He put something in you. Amen. That's the reason that which is in you is going to sustain you. Hallelujah. Not only will it help others, but it will sustain you. Glory to God. Praise God. Are we willing to trust and live by that which is within us? Now, if you've never accepted Jesus Christ, you're depending on other things. You're depending on other strengths. You're depending on your moral virtue, your sustaining power within yourself. And let me tell you, you'll never be strong enough to withstand the wiles of the devil on your own. Amen. You couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. Amen. Peter couldn't do it. None of the apostles, nobody. There's not an evangelist, pastor anywhere that could do it on his own. But that which is in us is greater than that which comes against us. Amen. Praise God. Do you love the Lord? Love Jesus. Would you stand? Everyone who can, please stand. Would you bow your heads? Please, eyes closed. Reverence the Holy Spirit that is here. If you have a need, please bring it to the altar. If you're neglecting the power that is within you, the gift that God has given you, whatever it is, if you're neglecting it, please don't. Please don't. Get a refreshing from God. Amen. Have restoration in your spirit. Go forth, amen, and be a mighty warrior for the Lord. Some of you elders gather around as we pray for those. If there's others, please come and we'll pray with you as well. Let's get our mind on the Lord, amen. Let's come to the aid of those who are coming to the altar this morning.